黄浦区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习二。
Part 1. Listening. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. It's a nice day for going to the beach.
2. What kind of food is your mother good at cooking?
3. Put the old newspapers into the recycling bin, please.
4. The stone bridge has a history of about 100 years.
5. The flood almost rose to the roofs of the houses on this street.
6. They always argue over who gets to play with the toy.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. Let's have a drink, Arthur. They've got cola, milk, tea, and coffee. Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer a cola. What about you, Jane?
I'm going to have a hot coffee.
Question. What would Jane like to drink?
Let's have a drink, Arthur. They've got cola, milk, tea, and coffee. Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer a cola. What about you, Jane?
I'm going to have a hot coffee.
Question. What would Jane like to drink?
Eight. Jack, how often does your baseball team practice?
Almost every day now. I spend 2 hours practicing after school.
I'm sure you're becoming a great player.
Question. How often does Jack practice baseball?
Jack, how often does your baseball team practice?
Almost every day now. I spend 2 hours practicing after school.
I'm sure you're becoming a great player.
Question. How often does Jack practice baseball?
9. Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt.
Question. What's wrong with James? Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt.
Question. What's wrong with James?
10. Hi, Taylor. You are all wet.
I am. It's raining today, but I ride my bike to work, rain or shine.
Good for you.
Question. How does Taylor go to work?
Hi, Taylor. You are all wet.
I am. It's raining today, but I ride my bike to work, rain or shine.
Good for you.
Question. How does Taylor go to work? 11. Hey, Alan. What's in the bag?
It's a new jacket. What do you think?
It's a nice colour, but you don't look happy. Don't you like the jacket?
I do, but it's too small for me. I'll return it to the store.
Question. Why is Alan returning the jacket? Hey, Alan. What's in the bag?
It's a new jacket. What do you think?
It's a nice colour, but you don't look happy. Don't you like the jacket?
I do, but it's too small for me. I'll return it to the store.
Question. Why is Alan returning the jacket?
Twelve. Can I sit with you, Susie?
You can sit with me now, but I'm having a meeting here later.
Why here? You could just meet at the office. It's much quieter.
I enjoy having conversations at cafes.
Question. Where is Susie having a meeting? Can I sit with you, Susie?
You can sit with me now, but I'm having a meeting here later.
Why here? You could just meet at the office. It's much quieter.
I enjoy having conversations at cafes.
Question. Where is Susie having a meeting?
Thirteen. Alex, tell us about your job.
I plan holidays for people. I arrange plane, train, and bus tickets. I book hotels for people too. I also suggest activities for them.
That helps a lot.
Yes, I want satisfied travellers.
Question. What does Alex do? Alex, tell us about your job.
I plan holidays for people. I arrange plane, train, and bus tickets. I book hotels for people too. I also suggest activities for them.
That helps a lot.
Yes, I want satisfied travellers.
Question. What does Alex do?
Fourteen. Linda, are you going to watch the basketball match at the sports centre this evening?
No, I'm going to do the science homework.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. But I'll do it later after the match. It won't take long.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Linda, are you going to watch the basketball match at the sports centre this evening?
No, I'm going to do the science homework.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. But I'll do it later after the match. It won't take long.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Good morning, Brownton Swimming Pool.
Hello. I'd like some information about the Water Polo Club.
Yes, of course. We have an under-14s club, an under-16s club, an under-18s club, and an adults club. How old are you?
I'm 15.
OK, so you want the under-16s club?
Yes.
Just a moment. Yes, we have two places in the under-16s club.
When do they train?
Let's see. The under-16s train two evenings a week on Mondays... No, sorry. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And matches are on Saturday mornings.
When does the training start?
Training starts next week on April the 17th.
OK. And how much are the classes?
Classes are free for under-18s.
Great. What do I have to do to join?
You have to come to the swimming pool and complete a form. You need to bring a photo too.
OK.
Can I take your name?
Yes, it's Tyrone Williams.
OK, thanks, Tyrone.
Thanks, bye.
Good morning, Brownton Swimming Pool.
Hello. I'd like some information about the Water Polo Club.
Yes, of course. We have an under-14s club, an under-16s club, an under-18s club, and an adults club. How old are you?
I'm 15.
OK, so you want the under-16s club?
Yes.
Just a moment. Yes, we have two places in the under-16s club.
When do they train?
Let's see. The under-16s train 2 evenings a week on Mondays... No, sorry. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And matches are on Saturday mornings.
When does the training start?
Training starts next week on April the 17th.
OK. And how much are the classes?
Classes are free for under-18s.
Great. What do I have to do to join?
You have to come to the swimming pool and complete a form. You need to bring a photo too.
OK.
Can I take your name?
Yes, it's Tyrone Williams.
OK, thanks, Tyrone.
Thanks, bye.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. Welcome to the film review programme. Today, we're reviewing some of this week's new films. Let's start with this week's likely hit, Jungle Fever. Some of you may remember last year's TV documentary film about a family of tigers in India. Well, this is an unusual cartoon based on that programme, and I can report that it's great fun for people of any age. Don't miss Swim, a comedy which takes a look at learning to swim as an adult. It's about a 20-year-old man who wants to join his friends when they swim in the lake near his home. So he goes to the local pool to take lessons. Be prepared to laugh until it hurts. And now, it's competition time. So, I hope you've listened carefully and made some notes. If you want to enter this month's competition, just go online and answer the 10 questions in our quiz. Go to www.movies.com and select your answers. Last month, we gave out free restaurant tickets as a prize. This time, we're offering cinema tickets, which you can use at a choice of exciting places. You must complete your entry by May 28th. Make sure you've finished by 2 o'clock p.m. when the competition closes. We'll announce the winners on May 30th, and if you're lucky, the prize will be yours by the second week in June. Good luck and goodbye. Welcome to the Film Review Programme. Today, we're reviewing some of this week's new films. Let's start with this week's likely hit, Jungle Fever. Some of you may remember last year's TV documentary film about a family of tigers in India. Well, this is an unusual cartoon based on that programme, and I can report that it's great fun for people of any age. Don't miss Swim, a comedy which takes a look at learning to swim as an adult. It's about a 20-year-old man who wants to join his friends when they swim in the lake near his home. So he goes to the local pool to take lessons. Be prepared to laugh until it hurts. And now, it's competition time. So, I hope you've listened carefully and made some notes. If you want to enter this month's competition, just go online and answer the 10 questions in our quiz. Go to www.movies.com and select your answers. Last month, we gave out free restaurant tickets as a prize. This time, we're offering cinema tickets, which you can use at a choice of exciting places. You must complete your entry by May 28th. Make sure you've finished by 2 o'clock p.m. when the competition closes. We'll announce the winners on May 30th, and if you're lucky, the prize will be yours by the second week in June. Good luck and goodbye.